time they had imbued a dual enchanted arrow, so Sion's warning was well said. The sprite looked at Richter. We fire together! The Chaos Seed nodded back. Five lights sprung into being. Four were a rich blue, and the fifth was pure gold. The glows deepened in intensity as more mana was poured in. Fine streaks of lightning appeared as each sprite drew on their connection to their Metu Pixie, and Richter drew on his bond with Alma. The extra effects were gold, yellow, blue, and black, reflecting the magic inherent to their pixies. The lightning surrounding Richter's own arrow was the blue-white of psychic energy. 200, 400, then 600 points of mana went into Richter's shot. The powerful mana potion he'd drunk was restoring his magic, but not nearly as fast as he was draining it. His imbuement began to look like battling shells of black and gold. Richter pulled on his psi-channeling ability and siphoned off Alma's mana. The Dragonling willingly gave everything she could to her master. The first sprite released. A blue streak shot toward the abyssal tree. It had shown no signs of life up to this point, but it immediately reacted to the threat. A screech split the peace of the forest, and its tentacles began writhing like a den of disturbed snakes. Several dozen ropey vines extended towards the arrow with the intent of intercepting it before the projectile could damage the tree itself. That would have been a good idea, but after the arrow crossed half the distance, it blurred, and five arrows took its place. All of them veered at a slightly different angle, barreling toward the monster. Four more shots followed right behind it. The tentacles intercepted three of the first multi-arrows. The tentacles struck were blown apart, and the other two gouged large holes in the wooden base. The screaming of the tree increased in volume and fury. Hundreds more tentacles shot towards the arrows. Only two of the next 10 multi-arrows struck the trunk, but the others all exploded and devastated many of the tentacles. Large swaths of the thick green vines were obliterated. Still others were frozen solid by the freeze enchantment on the arrows. These shattered a moment later in the concussive blasts of the exploding imbued arrows. Sion and Richter had waited longer to shoot. Both of their mana pools were much deeper than the other three sprites, and so they were able to invest much more into their shots. Richter had been holding on to maximize the effect of their joint attack, but the magic of the imbuement was starting to feel like a lubed eel in his hand. Just when he was about to release, Sion shouted, "Now!" and fired his own arrow. Richter did the same. Twin bolts of blue and golden black magic shot towards the tree. Though many of the other three sprites' arrows had been intercepted, the shots hadn't been wasted. They had destroyed a great deal of the tentacles on the side of the tree the archers were facing. That had been Sion's plan all along, and was the reason he had ordered the other sprites to stagger their shots. The two companions had both aimed for the hole in the abyssal tree's defense without needing to verbalize it. Their arrows split, and the copies interwove, now 10 promises of magic and death. The tree managed to block one of them, but the other 9 all impacted against the trunk with devastating results. Richter's combat log came alive. Begin combat log. Abyssal Goblet Tree is immune to mind fog. Abyssal Goblet Tree is immune to stun. Abyssal Goblet Tree suffers from psi crystallization. Richter strikes Abyssal Goblet Tree with enhanced imbue arrow for 1,053 points of varied damage with primary arrow. 6-foot radius AoE damage, 364. Richter strikes Abyssal Goblet Tree with enhanced imbue arrow for 156 points of varied damage with copied arrows. Total damage, 939. End combat log. That one attack had drained his entire mana pool and most of Alma's besides. That single enchanted moonstone arrow was also probably worth the equivalent of 1,000 bucks when the land had just been a game. Maybe much more, seeing as how it had been dual enchanted. He had literally just hit the tree with everything he had, an attack that left his head spinning from mana depletion, and that he could not have repeated for long minutes until his MPs regenerated. Like his uncle used to say, though, it's okay if you blew your load, as long as you got the money shot. Many of the abyssal tree's tentacles went limp, and its roar had turned into a strained mewling. Richter could also see its trunk now. The wood was black and gnarled. Broken branches stuck out from its center like spines on a cactus. Most of the goblet's low-hanging limbs had been snapped off completely after the powerful attack. A large maw yawned open, and a number of bones littered the ground beneath it. Another quick check with Analyze showed that it had barely over 200 health left.
"What the fuck?"
Calder blurted out, having witnessed the full power of Richter's profession for the first time. Even 50 yards away, the party was being pelted with pieces of obliterated vines, and all of their ears were ringing from the concussive booms.
"Yeah," Richter replied with a cocky smile. "I'm nice like that."
"Shut it," Sion snapped, shutting down his friend's preemptive victory lap. "The battle isn't done. Knock another volley." "No," Richter countermanded, holding up a hand. He drained a mana potion and fed another to Alma while the sprite looked at him in surprise. "It's almost dead. I don't know if the pixie was killed by our attack, but it deserves a shot at being saved. All of you stay here. I'll finish this." Not waiting for the inevitable protests, Richter started sprinting forward. He downed a mana potion and sent a message to his familiar. "Are you with me, love?"
"Through death," the dragonling replied, flying above him.
"Psyblast, soul trap, lightning, drain." Alma sent back her assent. Richter had crossed the distance in seconds, using his cloud running skill to pick up even more speed. The demon tree had been reeling from the devastating imbued attack, but it rallied in response to his presence. With an almost human scream, it sent all of its remaining tentacles towards him. A small wooden creature detached itself from the trunk and sprang towards Richter with two taloned arms outstretched. Richter changed his trajectory, pushing off the air. His stamina plummeted, but he was able to dodge both the creature and the tentacles. It tried to reorient on him, but Alma triggered her narrowest and most powerful psyblast. The psychic attack was greatly magnified by the psi crystallized debuff that was afflicting the goblet tree. The blue-white psi crystal hovering near the trunk channeled and amplified her thought attack. All the tentacles fell limp, and the spawned wooden demon collapsed to the ground. A brief golden glow surrounded the tree as Alma cast Soul Trap. Her body began to glow yellow as she prepared to release lightning. Richter kicked off the air one more time and landed next to the trunk. He quickly scanned the wood and saw a knob on the trunk that looked like crystallized sap. The Chaos Seed used Analyze, and his heart soared. It was the pixie. Flexing his knees, he jumped as high as he could. One more push took him up to the level of the cloudy crystal. His vision blurred a bit as that final jump used almost all of his remaining stamina, but he shook the feeling aside and focused on the task at hand. At the apex of his jump, Richter drew his moonstone short sword and plunged it into the wood of the tree. The abyssal creature made no response, still overcome by Alma's psychic attack. Using the white blade as a handhold, he drew his elementum blade with his free hand. The wood of the abyssal tree was tough, but it still gave way to the fey metal of Richter's green blade. Feet planted against the trunk, he swung his elementum blade four times. On the fourth swing, the tree shivered and its tentacles began to twitch. Not having time to sheathe it, Richter dropped his green elementum short sword. The enchanted weapon tumbled through the air, falling flat on the ground. As the tree began to howl, Richter reached his strong fingers into the wedge he had hacked into the trunk. Sap, thick and dark as blood in the moonlight, ran over his fingers as he pulled the chunk free. In the center of the freed piece of wood was the pixie chrysalis. With a tearing that felt like meat separating, the wood finally came free. Holding the slumbering pixie in the crook of one arm like a running back, he pushed against the trunk with both feet, freeing his moonstone blade in the process. Richter flew backward as the tree fully shook off the effects of Alma's psyblast. The loss of the pixie shook the goblet tree from its stupor, and it roared as loudly as it had at the beginning of the battle. Its vines began to surge toward Richter's falling body, but Alma latched onto the trunk and siphoned its last health away. Even as the Chaos Seed turned in midair, activating Cloud Running again, the tree was paralyzed by the Dragonling's brain drain attack. Richter glided safely to the ground, and the abyssal creature died, leaving the land a safer place, if only for the day. Richter stood in front of the slain monster that towered above him. Alma finished her meal and flew into the air, trumpeting her victory. A small, sleeping life lay cradled in the Chaos Seed's arms. After Alma's call faded away, everything was quiet. Even the small animals of the forest remained still until Shinecatcher spoke up.
Well, that was exciting.
Chapter 60, Day 144, Kuborn 34, 0 AOC. Prompts flooded Richter's vision. For slaying one abyssal gobret tree, you have been awarded 70 war points. War points multiplied by 10 for slaying an abyssal creature. Total war points remaining, 121. You have captured Soul of an Abyssal Gobret Tree. Durability 35 of 35. Item class, unusual. Stone level, special. Soul level, special. Status, filled. Weight, 0.5 kilograms. Quest update, Sakeru 1. You have found and defeated an abyssal creature. Clearly, the dangers Alora warned you of were not idle speech. The abyssal tree could have spoiled your entire domain if left unchecked, but you are triumphant. Return the Sakeru Pixie to Alora to claim your prize. Further rewards will be provided for reclaiming more of her lost children. Richter dismissed the prompts. Having trapped a special-level soul was awesome, but the only thing holding his attention was the small life cradled in his hands. The sleeping pixie was a male, and judging by his golden hair, was associated with life magic. The child was curled in a fetal position inside of the crystallized sap. It didn't seem like there was any way the small creature could be breathing, but analyze showed that he was alive. Richter tried to cast a spell of healing, but though the magic manifested, the hardened sap seemed to insulate the pixie from both harm and care. He looked around at his party. Everyone had made it through the battle unscathed. Powerful though the tree had been, it was still a stationary monster. Maybe if it had spawned more creatures, it could have posed a danger to his party. All Richter could think was that despite its inherent strength, its low level had limited its abilities. He couldn't help but contemplate how vulnerable the quickening would be if it was attacked. It didn't bear thinking about. The good news was his party was more or less at full strength, though they'd used all of their multi-shot arrows. Now it was time to make a decision. Richter waved everyone in, then addressed Sion and Calder. I need you to take the pixie back to Alora.
I cannot leave you in the wilds, my lord,
Calder protested.
He's right, Sion agreed. You have no idea how strong this nest of undead is going to be. We should stay with you.
No, Richter replied, shaking his head. He had already thought this through. I will not take this pixie into battle with us. I can't even risk putting him in my bag of holding. It might kill him. He has to be returned to the village now.
Then send a 5-man strike team,
Sion rebutted. I am, and the two of you are leading it. The pixie has to be protected, and we just found a damn demon in our lands.
I know, he said, waving Sion to shut up.
But the point is, the forest is more dangerous than ever. I need to be sure that the pixie gets back to the village safely, and that means sending my strongest fighters. I am sure I'll be able to deal with whatever I find at the Kinder settlement. Sion didn't like what he was hearing. Despite the fact that he was Richter's best friend and companion, however, he also had a racially ingrained loyalty to the pixies. He yearned to see the small flyer back to safety as well. He thought for a second before responding.
I'll go, but I'm not taking Calder. He's your strongest defender, and you'll need him when the fighting starts. Also, he's too slow. I'll take two other sprites with me. We'll cover twice the distance in half the time. You know that. Besides, even though that tree is dead, we can't just leave it there. The wood needs to be harvested. I'll lead a large team back to gather it.
Richter looked at his friend, loath to send him without a full strike team, but the sprite was right. The woodcraft ability and the sprite's ability to climb trees let them move like wraiths through the forest. Having Calder along would just slow them down, increasing the time they were out in the open and, most likely, drawing attention to them. The tree might also let them create some powerful weapons or items. Richter nodded his assent to the plan. Nodding back, Sion put the crystallized sap the pixie was cocooned in into a plain brown pouch. After tying it to his waist, he chose another two sprites to accompany him. Before passing out of sight, Sion looked back at his friend. Richter bid him goodbye with a faint smile on his face. The sprite returned the grin and then turned and was swallowed by the trees. Richter looked at the tree for a moment and made a decision. Moving both hands, words of power fell from his lips. The mists started to gather at his feet. They rose and formed a gray construct, and soon a mist worker stood in front of him with its featureless face. His masterwork, Summoner's Ring, let him increase the level of his summoned creature by 5. With his dual casting, he'd raised a level 8 mistworker. The Chaos Seed took an axe from his bag. It wasn't enchanted, but it was made of good quality high steel. He put the weapon in the mistworker's hand. The construct followed him to the base of the tree. He gave 2 simple instructions. Chop the tree down. Don't die. It was somewhat ridiculous to have to give that second order, but the mist workers had no sense of self-preservation. They would walk off a cliff if ordered to do so. Alma dropped her new psi crystal into his hand once the mist worker got to work. It was only level 3, but still better than nothing. The thunk sound of the mist worker's axe filled the air. Richter knew it might very well attract predators once the war party left, but at least the work would be partially done by the time Sion returned. "Let's move out," Richter told the rest of his party. With a now reduced party of 19 and 1 Shinecatcher, they made their way forward again. Thankfully, there weren't any further attacks. Alma noted several predators, but they shied away from the party. As they traveled, Richter earned a prompt. You have learned the item enchantment, Heal, level 1. Enchantment size, 3. Enchantment school, life. Effect 1, heal. Each rank, 1, restores 5 health. 2, increases the number of times the enchantment can be used per day. Ratio, 1 use every 4 ranks. Richter was more than happy to have unlocked such a useful enchantment. His ring of healing was still one of the most useful items he'd ever found. It didn't restore much health, but it could be used instantly. He was already envisioning his army equipped with these rings. He had to start crafting rings ASAP. He immediately started channeling his mana into another enchantment, pulling on Alma's mana pool periodically to speed the process. Only a few miles later, another prompt appeared, the color of golden life energy. You have learned the item enchantment, Life's Radiance, level 1. Enchantment size, 4. Enchantment school, life. Effect 1, Life's Radiance. Each rank, 1, makes life magic and creatures 1% more powerful. 2, makes death magic and creatures 1% less powerful. 3, increases range and size of enchantment, variable due to item being enchanted. This can only be applied as a macro enchantment. Richter had finally found a macro enchantment. It was the one branch of his profession he hadn't invested in, mostly because of a lack of objects to enchant. Macro enchantments included buildings, walls, golems, siege engines, and other large projects. According to Glorin, such enchantments required large amounts of soul stuff. With all of the demands on his time, he just hadn't gotten around to exploring that part of his profession yet. That would have to change. It seemed like he could now make defenses to protect his settlement from the undead. A pillar that did something similar had been integral to him unlocking his second power. Richter definitely planned to start experimenting with this enchantment as well. He had unlocked level 2 of both of the new enchantments, but rather than invest the days and weeks required to learn them, he decided to focus on learning more level 1 enchantments. Richter channeled his excess mana into learning Briar. After another mile, the Kinder announced,
"We are here!"
Richter looked around, seeing only more unbroken forest. The only difference was that the nearby trees were growing very close together. The party had actually needed to cut through the brush in some places over the past 30 minutes. Now they were standing up to their knees in undergrowth. Everyone was sweating, scratched, and irritated. More than once, Richter had wondered if the insane Kinder was actually just leading them on a wild goose chase as a twisted joke. Even Alma, flying overwatch, saw only unbroken trees.
"Here?" he asked, some of his annoyance bleeding through.
"This way,"
Shinecatcher replied brightly. Richter's irritated tone just slid off the Kinder like oiled crap on wet rock. Someone had once told him that analogy didn't make sense. His response was that they'd never had curry nachos in Tijuana. The small man led them up a hill, walking straight into a mass of hanging ivy. To Richter's surprise, the Kinder spoke an arcane phrase and the vines parted. They rose like the two sides of a curtain, and a clear corridor was exposed. Shinecatcher walked through the opening, and after a moment, Richter and the war party followed. They moved into a short tunnel. The walls were half earthwork and half rock. Small bugs crawled in and out of holes in the walls. Hanging roots brushed Richter's face as he walked. In no time at all, they were through and caught their first sight of the Kinder's hamlet.
"Congratulations, you have found a significant location, Hidden Kinder Hamlet."
The entire area was about a quarter mile in diameter. The magically hidden glade was comprised of gently swelling hills, none higher than 5 feet. On each hill was a small house. These weren't hobbit holes. These houses were actually built on top of the hills, but they still seemed to be grown as much as built. Each was constructed of wood and clay daub. They also had vines and small trees growing next to them, with plants incorporated into the structures. Quaint was the word that came to Richter's mind. Small windows, some circular and some square, were set randomly into the sides of each house, almost as an afterthought. Some were on the sides, some were almost skylights, and a few were so low to the ground that Richter had no idea what the point of them would be. Who would look out of a window that was only 6 inches from the floor? They were all made of random panes of glass, some stained and others clear. To Richter, the houses looked like a manifestation of Shinecatcher's personality, a hot mess that somehow worked. Trees grew throughout the glade, creating a thick canopy above. More than enough sunlight came through to make the hamlet a cheery place, but it explained why Alma couldn't see anything from the air. The magic enshrouding it also probably played a role. Between the thick brush surrounding the hamlet and its concealed location, it was easy to see why no one from his village had had any idea that the settlement was here. One or two Kinder had been in view as soon as they'd left the tunnel. They initially looked alarmed at the presence of a group of armed men and women, but Shinecatcher's smiling face seemed to quickly allay all suspicion. The sound of a child laughing came from somewhere ahead. Shinecatcher waved to one of the women, who responded with a rude gesture. Richter noticed she still flipped her hair coquettishly and shot him a telling glance. Shinecatcher winked at the chaos seed.
"She loves me,"
he added confidentially. The small man led the party along a cobblestone path between the hills. The path split right and left as they walked, providing an easy track to each home. More Kinder took notice of them. They also seemed not at all concerned, and most of them joined the procession. Soon, Richter's party was assaulted on all sides by inane babble. Richter started thinking that it just might not be the worst thing if the Kinder settlement was wiped out. He didn't want them dead, per se, just not here anymore. They finished their walk a few minutes later in front of a larger hill. It had the only two-story house that Richter had seen so far. Cut into the front of the hill was a series of steps. Shinecatcher ascended them without waiting. Richter followed him, but when the rest of the party started climbing, the Kinder told them to wait. The Chaos Seed nodded in assent. His party agreed unhappily, now surrounded by several dozen chatting Kinder with open mouths and sticky fingers. Richter entered the building and found himself in a clean and nice-smelling common room. Several wooden tables were set up, giving it the appearance of an upscale inn. A bar lay along the left side wall, though it was unmanned. A large keg rested on its side, with cups and mugs conveniently placed nearby. Three silver-haired kinder, two men and a woman, were sitting at one of the tables. All three were drinking from large ceramic tankards. Richter started to greet these three venerable elders, but then one of the men turned his head and addressed Shinecatcher. In the crotchetiest of crotchety voices, he said,
"Took you long enough, you worthless snot-rag."
Richter's eyes widened in surprise. Shinecatcher just took it in stride.
"Grandfather, it was not my fault. I went to the village as quickly as possible. I flew like the wind. On the way back, however, these brave adventurers fought against a demon in the forest, and then the only demon I've ever cared about is the one in my skirts,"
the woman interjected with a dirty cackle.
"Are you brave adventurers wanting to try and conquer that one?"
She fixed Richter with a leering and roomy eye. No. Then Richter realized that it sounded too much like a question, so he repeated firmly, "No." She cackled again, then added dismissively,
"You could not handle it anyway."
Shinecatcher had walked over to the bar and started pouring himself an ale.
"You're excused," an elder told him.
"Are you sure, Flit? I feel like I could add a great deal to the conversation, at least until I finish my..."
In a smooth motion, Flit took a small crossbow that had been hidden under the table and fired. The bolt flew unerringly across the room and shattered the mug Shinecatcher was holding. Ale and ceramic pieces showered the kinder. Without losing a beat, he rerouted his statement.
"But you are obviously not fucking around. I will be leaving now."
With a smile on his face, Shinecatcher exited the building 2.7 seconds later. Meanwhile, Richter was just left watching wide-eyed. The Chaos Seed was sure that demonstration with the crossbow hadn't just been to get rid of Shinecatcher, though that did seem like a worthwhile use of a bolt, in his opinion. No, the elders had just shown that they were not to be underestimated. Richter could understand that, but he also didn't want to waste time verbally sparring. Daylight was burning. "Thank you for inviting me into your settlement," he began. "My name is Richter, and I'm the master of the Mist Village. I hope that I can help you with your monster problem." One of the elders responded.
"Introductions first, I suppose. We welcome you to the hamlet of Verget Kunig. My name is Flitwalker. You may call me Flit. This is Glint Grabber, and our beautiful companion here is Jewel."
"Just Jewel?" Richter asked. She smiled at him, showing the five teeth she had remaining in her mouth. Each had a small, precious stone embedded in the front. It was actually more of a leer than a smile. "Ask a stupid question," the Chaos Seed muttered to himself. "Like I was saying, we're here to help you with your undead problem."
"No,"
Glint Grabber rebutted. His voice was as craggy as the others.
"You're here to learn how we can see in your enchanted mists. That type of knowledge is valuable, and I believe we could be persuaded to trade for it. If you are here for any other reason, however, feel free to tell me that I'm wrong."
From his tone, it was clear the kinder knew he wasn't. Richter looked back at the elders with an inscrutable expression. Then his face broke into a rueful smile. "Can I join you at your table for a drink, or will you fire that crossbow at me as well?"
"I knew there was something I liked about you. Grab a mug and sit down. You can even bring your lizard." "Is he speaking about me?"
the dragonling thought indignantly from her perch on his shoulders. Richter soothed his familiar and filled a mug. Taking a sip, he was pleasantly surprised. The lager was smooth and had a slightly sharp and sweet aftertaste, like berries left in the sun.
"Better than you're used to, pretty thing?"
Jewel asked. "Yes," Richter said, favoring her with a smile. If the dirty old woman was horny, then he'd show her a little wiggle. She wouldn't be getting any sugar, though. He sat down, ready to speak, but Flit held up a hand. He slowly reached down and pulled a small blade from his boot. He didn't make any threatening gestures, and Richter was pretty sure he could take the old coot even without Alma's help, so the Chaos Seed wasn't worried. Then, all three elders lifted their mugs and waited for Richter to do the same. Once he did, Flit spun the dagger, and it ended up pointing roughly at Jewel. She downed her drink in one long pull. She slammed the mug back down on the table and then looked pointedly at Richter. Getting the hint, he chugged as well. Flit and Glint Grabber did the same in succession. Despite the fact that it was only ale, the brew went right to his head. A debuff icon appeared in Richter's vision. You have received a debuff, mildly tipsy, -2% concentration, -1% judgment, -3% perception. A couple of his secondary attributes had taken a hit. He knew from experience that his high constitution would help to clear the effects quickly and had most likely ameliorated some of the effect. From the parties at the village, he had learned there were several levels of the drunk debuff. It went from tipsy to drunk to faded and inebriated. After that came sauced, smashed, cockeyed, pissed, blotto, stinko, and strangely, Jeffrey. Each level had ranks of mildly, moderately, severely, and completely. Crumb told him once that the first few ranks were for wee women that had barely touched their fifth cock. There were levels of drunk that you had to train to achieve. Richter wasn't sure, but he thought he might have gone past inebriated once all the way to cockeyed. Of course, by that time, he was feeling no pain. It very well could have been a hallucination. He also remembered rapping Hello Nasty as well as the Beastie Boys that same night, so all those memories were suspect. Flit looked at him.
Are you game for another drink, or have you had enough?
To Richter's surprise, a quest prompt appeared. You have received a quest for Love of Blotto. The elders of the Kinder settlement have decided to test you. In true Kinder fashion, their reasoning does not appear to align with logic, but they must believe that getting you blackout drunk before fighting a dungeon full of undead is a good idea. They will not be parting with the secret to their immunity to the mists for free, and engaging them in their drinking game might improve your negotiating power. Success conditions. Outdrink at least one of the Kinder elders. Reward. Each round of drinking that you engage in will improve your final relationship boost. Penalty for failure or refusal, decreased relationship and negotiating power with the Kinder elders. Do you accept? Yes or no? You know I already accepted a quest from Shinecatcher, Richter told them with barely any slurring to his words. He said if we killed the undead, then you would give us the secret to your immunity.
Did he?
Jewel asked with a crafty look in her eyes. Richter was about to say yes, but then he stopped. Accessing his quest log, he read through the Helping Hand 1 quest. As he read the last line, he gritted his teeth and thought,
Motherfucker!
Reward. Introduction to the Kinder Elders to learn the secret of their immunity to the mists. It didn't actually say that these bastards had to give him anything, just that he'd be given an introduction. Seeing as how he'd already gotten the reward and accepted, he might actually be penalized if he didn't destroy the nest, even without getting the secret to their immunity. The penalty for failure wasn't even listed. It just said unknown. They'd played him. He'd have to read any quest prompt in detail before accepting from now on. Richter was beginning to understand why some cultures shot Kinder on sight. They didn't just steal your coin purse. They'd stolen his faith in his fellow man. Fine. Richter snarled, accepting the quest. But we're not drinking this Capri Sun Zima bullshit. If we're going to drink, then we're going to drink! So saying, he pulled one of the last bottles of moonshine from his bag of holding and set it down solidly on the table. Richter pulled the top out and poured a shot into each of the Kinder's mugs and one for himself.
Are you kidding, boy?
Flit scoffed, looking at the small amount of liquid in his glass.
I said we're going to drink, not swish and spit.
Though that can be arranged as well,
Jules said suggestively, laying a hand on Richter's thigh. Richter slowly and deliberately removed her hand from his thigh, his upper thigh, and set it on the table. I accept the quest. Now flit. Are you going to talk, or are you going to drink? The elder responded, but he lifted his mug. This time, Richter spun the dagger. It ended pointing at Jewel again, who downed the drink without hesitation. As she lowered the mug, she let out a strained wheeze.
That hit my stomach like a hair giant's cock!
Chapter 61, Day 144, Kuborn 34, 0 AOC. You have received a debuff, completely pissed. Minus 48% concentration, minus 52% judgment, minus 61% perception. Offers and people are now much more attractive than they would be otherwise. You are nauseous. You are quick to anger. Plus 3 to strength. Plus 131 to perceived strength. Minus 15 to dexterity. You are more likely to break into song. Plus 58% chance to inappropriately touch someone else's face. Plus 312% chance to urinate on yourself. Glint Grabber had thrown up first. Despite the foul odor pervading the room, the remaining three competitors glared at each other with iron determination. Flit reached for the half-empty bottle of moonshine as his friend yacked on the floor, held it for a moment, then fell out of his chair. The Kinder got back in his seat, fumbled for the neck of the bottle a time or two until he got a handle on it, then very carefully poured another round of shots. He and Jewel moved their chairs so the three of them were equally spaced around the table. The elder spun the dagger once again. Three rounds later, Jewel went down. The gap-toothed crone had drunk a shot, smiled at them, then her head just crashed to the table. After a half-belch, half-vomit, she started drooling.
Mushibitske?
Richter slurred.
She fine.
Flit responded with a drunken wave of his hand. He cocked his head and fixed Richter with one eye.
You wanna get up?
Richter responded with an immediately regretted scoff.
This is nothing.
He slammed a fist on his chest.
I'm from the south. ATL! You drink, you stupid fuzz on business.
Didn't even know what that last word was supposed to have been, but he laughed hysterically at whatever joke he had just made. Richter was ecstatic the Jewel had passed out. Since he'd hit the cockeyed level in his alcoholic debuff, old gaps in her teeth had started looking like a valid life choice, at least for an hour or two. They went five more rounds, glaring death at each other one moment and laughing hysterically the next. That was when Richter gained the completely pissed rank of the debuff. He didn't know what rank Flit was at, but it was clear the Kinder was hurting. The man was bleary-eyed and was listing back and forth even though he was sitting down. He gave Richter a rueful smile.
You know what? I like you. No! I was... Listen, we move one.
He smiled wider and extended a hand.
Friends.
Richter looked at the Kinder and at the nearly empty bottle of moonshine. He burped, and just a little bit of vomit came up. He chewed it back down, though, like a gentleman. Then he looked at Flit again, and his face took on a first day back in prison after you'd already done your nickel, but your stupid cousin Chris started a fight and you got thrown back inside, so you for damn sure weren't about to punk out for nothing expression. He ignored the proffered hand, glared at the Kinder, and reached for the mouth of his bag. He fumbled a bit, but then his fingers found the opening. Summoning the item he wanted, Richter slammed another full bottle of moonshine onto the table and shouted, "Spin the fucking dagger! America, bitches!" Flit's face blanched, but he glared back and spun the dagger. It landed on him, and he took another shot. He smiled evilly at Richter, but then looked completely confused. A second later, he threw up on himself. It wasn't much, kind of like a
cup of split pea soup that just slowly spilled onto his shirt, but it was enough. The kinder managed a faint and weirdly innocent sounding, "Oh no," before he lost consciousness, sitting up and stewing in his own vomit and pee. A shitty grin made its way onto Richter's face. He stood up abruptly and threw both arms above his head.
Yatanko!
His war cry was interrupted by his own vomit spilling all over the table. After he was finished throwing up, he spat onto the floor. Once he felt a little better, he focused on Flit's unconscious form. Richter leaned over and whispered conspiratorially,
"Yata!"
Then, just out of spite, he pushed the elder onto the floor. Chapter 62, Day 144, Kuborn 34, 0 AOC. Richter woke up to a bucket of freezing cold water being dumped on his face. He sat up with a cry of outrage that was echoed by three other old and cantankerous voices. One protest in particular stood out.
"When did I fall on the damn floor?"
"Congratulations. You have completed the quest for Love of Blotto. You have drunk all three elders of the Kinder Village under the table, literally in two cases. Why this was important to the settlement leaders is completely unknown, and it still seems ill-advised in light of the upcoming foray into a den of undead monsters, but you won! It was only required that you outlast one of them, but you went above and beyond. All rewards increased by 3 times for defeating all three elders. Reward, 375 experience. Reward, plus 15,000 relationship points with Kinder elders. Total relationship points, plus 14,659. Reward, plus 15,000 settlement relationship points with the Kinder Hamlet towards the Mist Village. Total relationship points, plus 22,813. XP deficit remaining, minus 97,751. Congratulations, your relationship with Flitwalker, Glintgrabber, and Jewel has improved from irritable, level minus 1, minus 250 RP, to admiring, level plus 6, plus 10,000 RP. I respect you. I am proud to have you in my life. Congratulations, the relationship of the Kinder Hamlet and the Mist Village has improved from interested, level plus 3, plus 5,000 RP, to steadfast, level 7, plus 20,000 RP. You can call upon us in need. Congratulations, you have reached skill level 17 in trade, plus 8.5% to buying and selling. Congratulations, you have reached skill levels 4 through 6 in diplomacy, plus 6% to negotiating power, plus 6% more likely that representatives from other settlements will take both threats and offers more seriously. You have completed the quest of another settlement. As leader of your own settlement, you have earned diplomacy points. The Mist Village has received 10 diplomacy points in regards to the Kinder Hamlet Virgit Kunig. Lack of a town hall causes complete loss of any gained diplomacy points. Current diplomacy points, Mist Village to Virgit Kunig, 0. Richter was really getting tired of leaving money on the table. He had to get a town hall. The flare of bright lights from the prompt windows also did nothing to stop the porcupine that was grinding on his brain, metaphorically speaking.
"Ugh,"
Richter moaned.
"Guilty,"
came Alma's draconian and oh-so-feminine judgmental psychic message. Richter ignored her, as was his male prerogative. Calder helped him up to his feet.
"Did you really get into a drinking match with three kinder?"
"Yeah," Richter responded overly loudly. "They're so small. I can't believe they drank so much."
"Don't you know anything about them, my lord?"
the sergeant asked incredulously.
"People have been trying to kill them for so long that they've developed natural immunities to most poisons. That spills over into their ability to process alcohol."
"That is racist propaganda,"
Shinecatcher protested.
but you short bastards do have a racial ability to process poisons and alcohol, right? Calder snapped.
Well, yeah,
Shinecatcher responded lamely. Then shut the fuck up, Calder told him definitively. Meanwhile, he got Richter onto his feet. To the Chaos Seed, it felt like gravity had become untethered. He leaned drunkenly one way, then another, before the sergeant got him into a seat. Shinecatcher and several other young kinder were doing the same for their elders. A few more kinder were cleaning up the mess and had opened the windows. The smell was already much improved. Not that any of that mattered to Richter, who was in his own personal hell. His debuff had improved after his short nap and impromptu shower, but it was still at the smashed rank. Shinecatcher went behind the bar and brought out a clear bottle containing something that looked like strawberry syrup. He also brought out four small, almost dainty-looking glasses. Each was the size of a shot and had a small stem, like what you would drink port out of after a good meal. He poured an equal measure into each. The bile started bubbling up in Richter's throat again at the thought of more booze, but the elders had already picked up their glasses and were blearily looking at him to follow suit. After a small but nasty burp, he picked up his glass as well. He could outlast these fuckers. If they wanted round two, then they'd get a round two. Richter downed the red liquid, and pure, blessed relief spread through his body. You have drunk Doc Brown's wake-up juice. This potion removes all ill effects of heavy alcohol consumption and provides plus 0.5 to all primary attributes for each rank of intoxication. You now enjoy the following buff, plus 4 to all primary attributes for 1 hour. Richter's head was completely clear. He looked at all the elders with an astonished smile on his face. The buff was awesome. But what he was really excited about was not feeling like 2 feet of a dysenteric colon anymore. The elders smiled back at him.
You just thought we were a bunch of crazy old coots that got heroes drunk before they went into battle, correct?
Jewel asked him with a cackle. Richter gave a short laugh and admitted that she was right. All the elders laughed with him until Glint Grabber's chortle cut short and he thunked his crossbow back down onto the table.
Good! Because I am fucking crazy,
he said, and looked at Richter wild-eyed. It got creepily silent in the room for a moment until Flit started laughing again. Everyone in the room chuckled along with him, including Glint Grabber. Richter started laughing as well, but definitely less so than before, seeing as how Glint still had that crazy gleam in his eyes, and the crossbow was still kind of pointing at him.
Enough fun, Flit pronounced. You have come to our village, and you have shown the proper respect, and you can drink. That buff won't last forever, and I'm sure you'd like to have it when you fight the undead. Let's bargain.
Richter's whole party was allowed into the building now, but Calder made it clear they were not to drink any alcohol. The Chaos Seed spared them no attention, his entire focus on the elders and the negotiations that were about to happen. He was pleasantly surprised by the marked change in the three kinder, though. Whereas before they had acted like cantankerous old coots, now it was almost like he was the nice neighborhood kid that had always helped them around the house. Flit wanted to dive right into the negotiations, but before leaving the village, Richter had remembered something about his last trade session with Hafiz's sons, so he had made preparations for this very moment. Reaching into his bag, he pulled out the gifts he had chosen for the elders prior to leaving his village. Using Shinecatcher as a guide, he'd picked a gift that he thought they would enjoy. He had brought 5 copies, not knowing how many people he'd be meeting with, so only needing to hand out 3 was a good result. Richter laid a dagger and a small pouch in front of each elder. As they unsheathed the blades and opened the small bags, the same 2 prompts appeared in front of each of them. You have found Moonstone Dagger of Sonic Piercing. Attack 15 to 19. Durability 136 of 136. Item class unusual. Quality exquisite. Weight 1.3 kilograms. Traits plus 10% damage versus spell barriers. Plus 7 to 8 earth damage. Plus 200% versus air. Plus 300% versus crystalline.
12 to 13% chance to disarm. 5 to 6% chance to shatter. Ignore 9% of target's armor. Charges, 476 of 476. You have found Sonic Moonstone Bullets, times 20. Attack, plus 8. Durability, 76 of 76. Item class, uncommon. Quality, exquisite. Weight, 0.3 kilograms. Traits. Plus 10% damage versus spell barriers. Plus 7 to 8 earth damage. Plus 200% versus air. Plus 300% versus crystalline. 12 to 13% chance to disarm. 5 to 6% chance to shatter. Charges, 381 of 381. Richter had seen the Kinder irate, and he'd seen them being kind in the last few minutes, but now he saw that they could be serious. All three elders stood. The men bowed and Jewel curtsied. The normal irreverence they exhibited was gone as they each thanked him individually, then Flitwalker spoke up for the group.
We are honored by your precious gift, and we will honor you in turn with truth. Stories have been passed down about the cruelty of the Masters of the Mist. Throughout the generations, we were told to be wary of such capricious men of power. When the mists rose again, we sent out our strongest sons and daughters to observe you. The wonders you have enacted in your village over so short a time made it clear that you were a power to be respected. Your initial encounter with Shine Catcher, though not authorized...
The elder shot a sharp look at the young kinder who just smiled impudently in return.
Showed us that you could be reasoned with. I apologize for our initial mistrust. Your wondrous gifts have shown us the great generosity of your spirit. More importantly, now that we have met you, it is clear you are a man worthy of being followed. If you destroy this threat to our settlement and bring back the body of the undead lord as proof, you will not only gain the secret of our immunity to the mists, you will also gain our trust.
Flitwalker looked at the other kinder who nodded to him before continuing, and perhaps much more. Notifications flooded Richter's vision once again. Congratulations, your thoughtful and magnanimous gift has greatly impressed the kinder elders. You have gained plus 7,500 relationship points with the kinder elders. Total relationship points, plus 22,159. Congratulations, your relationship with Flitwalker, Glintgrabber, and Jewel has improved from admiring, plus 10,000, to steadfast, plus 20,000. You are someone I can rely upon. Quest update. Helping Hand 1. You are now promised the secret of the Kinder's immunity to the mists. There is also a hint of a much greater prize. It is clear to you that this has been made possible due to both your actions and the reputation that your fame has earned you. Only by fulfilling this task will you know what the reward will be. Bring back the body of the undead boss to fulfill the dictates of this quest. Richter blinked. It was the first time in a great while that his reputation had directly influenced events. Reaching rank 5 in fame most likely had countless tiny effects, but living so far removed from other settlements, he didn't get many chances to see it on a broad scale. The last time it had really come into play was when the second wave of colonists had come to the village. Fame worked in a number of ways. It had a global effect, which was what had brought the colonists to the village so many months ago. Global was misleading, because there still needed to be some connection between two areas. Someone on the other side of the land wouldn't have any idea who the Chaos Seed was. For those that met him, or heard about him, though, the effect could be profound. Richter's fame had motivated Mama to talk to more people about his sanctuary for non-humans, and had given those people a slight push to join him. He couldn't say for sure it was because of his reputation, but hundreds of people had still chosen to abandon their lives and travel hundreds of miles into a dangerous, monster-ridden forest with their children and elderly in tow. That was an example of the global effect of reputation. It also could happen on a local scale, though, by reducing prices with merchants, creating opportunities with groups that wouldn't otherwise exist, and opening up new quest lines. Richter had no idea when his reputation had really come into play on a daily basis, but there was no denying he had a crap ton of quests falling out of his ass. That could, of course, also be due to his status as master of a place of power. When he'd thought the land was just a game, that had been the extent of reputation. It was rarely directly active, but it was immensely powerful in many indirect ways. A conversation with Randolphus, though, had shown there was a third manifestation of fame in the land, something that Richter had once thought was impossible. He actually had an aura that could tweak events around him in unseen ways. At his current reputation rank of 5, there was a certain phrase associated with it: "You are a man worth following." Richter was sure that Flitwalker's phrasing had not been mere coincidence. Richter closed the quest update prompt. "I'm honored by your words. Now, it's time to get to work." Chapter 63, Day 144, Kuborn 34, 0 AOC. Shinecatcher led them south out of the hamlet. As always, Alma flew overwatch. They had only gone about a quarter of a mile when the kinder showed them a small hole in the side of a hill. It was only 3 feet by 4 feet and could easily have been missed. As Richter looked at it, however, a prompt appeared. "Congratulations, you have found a notable location, Mature Lair." Richter grunted when he saw the prompt. The fact that it was mature meant that the monsters inside had been there for anywhere between 100 and 1,000 years. That didn't bode well.
"The undead have just recently started to bother your people?" Richter asked softly.
Shinecatcher nodded. Richter turned his attention back towards the cave. There was no other movement. He sent a psychic message to Alma, who landed on his shoulder a moment later. The Chaos Seed took out the 3 remaining Psi crystals from the dungeon dive the other day. Richter also had the high-level crystal from the Alpha Dreamar and the small one from the Gobret Tree, but he still wanted to keep those in reserve for emergencies. Alma greedily inhaled all 3 glowing blue-white crystals. "Total Psi points, 22. Richter accessed her enhancements window and spent the points. "You have purchased Chameleon 1. Alma can now shift her appearance by 5% to match her surroundings." Scratching her neck ridge and telling her he loved her, Richter gave the dragonling a command. She purred slightly in his arms, then shot back up into the air. Alma flew in a short circle and landed atop the hill that held the cave mouth. Then she scurried into the entrance, her sharp claws digging into the roof. She waited several seconds for her camouflage to kick in, then slowly moved forward. The tunnel widened after only a few feet. Though the entrance was small, the floor dropped sharply until there were 50 feet between it and the ceiling. Richter had Alma turn around and face the mouth of the lair. It looked to him as if she was in a man-made structure, though man might have been a presumption. Still, it was clear from the remnants of tiles on the ground that this had once been a building that had been forgotten by time and covered by nature. The small hole through which the familiar had entered was all that remained of a once large entrance filled by a landslide. Alma continued on. The tunnel turned at a right angle after only 100 yards. There was no more natural light, but her dark vision enchantment kicked in, letting her see with perfect clarity up to 100 yards. After turning the corner, she immediately spotted something about 50 to 60 yards away. 3 skeletons were standing guard in front of a stone doorway. Using the lead-by-example badge of his warleader skill, he marked each of the enemies. A red triangle appeared over their heads, along with their level. Every member of the war party stared down through the earth and rock at the enemy's location. Calder cursed softly, and Richter couldn't disagree with his sentiment. Even though there were only 3 skeletons, their levels were high. 1 was level 17, 1 level 16, and the last was level 22. Richter was level 35, and Calder at level 19 was approaching his profession threshold. Most of the guards and sprites, however, were between levels 8 and 13. To put it simply, the war party was outclassed, and those were just the gatekeepers of the dungeon. The Maedon sprites were mostly seasoned fighters, but many of the guards had been manual laborers or bakers until 6 months ago. Richter and Calder looked at each other and just nodded. Neither of them liked the fact that such high-level creatures were the mere gatekeepers for the lair they were about to assault. They would have to put their faith in superior numbers and equipment and the village's training. It would have to be enough. A quick